Today is a landmark day for hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants. They can start applying for temporary work permits under President Obama's Deferred Action Initiative. Joining me now is WNYC's Marella Ivorak, who's followed this change in immigration policy since it was announced back in June. Hi, Marella.
Hi, Sotherius.
So what exactly happens today?
Today, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency begins accepting applications for deferred action from undocumented immigrants who arrived to the United States as children. That means they'll be considered for a 2-year reprieve from deportation and, if approved, for a work permit. It's not a path to permanent legal status or citizenship, but it's very significant. Here's how Yelki Perez, a 20-year-old graduate of Baruch College, describes feeling.
I get very excited when I think about that. The first thing that comes to mind is being able to finally look for a job and also being able to travel.
She's talking about looking for legal pay jobs as opposed to the one she has now, which is off the books, and about getting a driver's license, which means she'll not only be able to drive, but also travel around the country because she'll have a state-issued document.
Now, what conditions do these undocumented immigrants have to satisfy to qualify for deferred action?
There are a couple of things. They need to have arrived in the U.S. before they turned 16, be under 31, and have lived in the U.S. for at least 5 years. They also need to have a high school diploma or a GED or currently be in school. Or they can be honorably discharged military veterans. And they must not have been convicted of a serious crime.
So what will immigrants who think they satisfy those criteria exactly need to do?
They will have to submit records that prove they indeed do qualify for deferred action. Things like medical, financial, and school records. All who apply will then have to go through background checks, including fingerprinting. In all, it'll cost $465 to apply.
Okay, and once the Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency receives an application, do we know how long it'll take to be processed?
We don't at this point. A senior administration official recently said it could take several months. It depends on the volume of applications in the coming weeks and months. And Sotirios, estimates of the number of people who will be eligible to apply vary significantly. Officials initially said it would be 800,000 people. But a nonpartisan think tank based in Washington, D.C., the Migration Policy Institute, says the number is actually 1.8 million. The institute says 110,000 people in New York State will be able to apply and 70,000 in New Jersey.
All right. You know, some immigrants have been fearful that they might end up being deported if the request is denied or that their family members who are not eligible for deferred action might be in danger. Is that something that could happen?
Federal officials say this won't happen. Only those who commit a fraud in their application, have a criminal conviction on their record, or are thought to be a threat to national security or public safety could be put in deportation proceedings. Lauren Burke, an immigration attorney, says that although that message hasn't entirely alleviated fear, it's starting to work.
I think this week there's been more of a shift from the cynicism and caution that we've seen previously to excitement. There's this really exciting feeling in the air to start meeting with attorneys and start moving forward.
Burke says she's been in touch with about 500 young immigrants who are thinking about applying for deferred action.
All right. Thanks so much, Marella.
Thank you, Sotirios.
WNYC's Marella Ivorak, who's been covering immigration policy for us. For details of the new policy, go to WNYC.org.